How's it going?
Play that one for you because, John, I know that's one of your favourite tracks, right?
Oh, I love that song. Yeah. Love that song. I remember seeing that when we supported ACDC the first time. Yeah. Back in, when was it? 92.
That's right.
November 92.
And it was like, I actually had a lump in my throat.
Yeah.
It was so phenomenal.
Well, I remember seeing the cannons out the back of the stage and going, oh my God, are they going to use those cannons?
You know, because they weren't allowed to take the gunpowder out of the country. They tipped it all in the cannon, and it blew the bottom out of the big cannon. That just destroyed the back end of the cannon.
Awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Interesting.
Those guys rock.
I actually remember the Ballbreaker tour. Phil and I were in the catering room, and we were talking to the guy, the New Zealand pyrotech guy, because I think they used to, I don't know if they did it with the last tour, but they would get in-house pyrotechnicians to deal with the pyros.
Yep.
And he was going, oh, look, I really like your band, Sheehan and stuff, so I'd love to do some pyros for you guys. And we're just going, yeah, as if we're ever going to have a budget for pyros.
Okay, what does that feel like? I mean, you've just been, well, allegedly, because you guys know about it, but no one's given you the prize yet. You've been inducted into the New Zealand Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And it's been, 20 years, and you go back to those times at ACDC. Well, you thought you'd never have your own pyros. Why haven't you got pyros now? Come on, man.
Well, we're getting a legacy award, but we still haven't got any pyros.
Why don't we have pyros? The reason why we don't have pyros is I'd feel like I was in WASP, I think.
Well, it was like, I think we learned our lesson touring through the States when, was it Great White?
Oh, that's right.
Show.
That's right. That was indoor fireworks. You don't do fireworks indoors.
No, they had spray painted with it.
That's
the
right.
Walls with some stuff that was flammable.
Yeah.
We were staying in the same hotel with them.
Yeah.
All these rock and roll stories.
It was
weird because our tour manager at the time, back in the heyday of Great White, he was their tour manager in the early 90s.
So we sort of got introduced to them the night before that happened.
Yeah. Before they went down to Rhode Island or wherever it was.
Now, the reason we've got you guys in here is not only because of your award, naturally, but there's a brand new Sheehard album. It's the eighth album. It's called Ignite. It's out today, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
When you go and look for this, it's got the most amazing picture on the front. It looks like if you're into sci-fi or into Halo or games, you'll think that they've stolen, but that's actually a real place, isn't it?
That's right.
It is.
It's, what is it?
It's the Red Sand Forts and the Thames Estuary.
Who's
in the
idea
UK.
Was that?
Mine, Carl.
Yeah. Hello, Carl.
Thank you very much.
That's inspired, because the moment they came in, I had to go on the internet and find out all about them. They were made during the war. There was a pirate radio station there.
Yes, that's right.
But what I can't figure out is, you see all those things on pylons in the middle of the bloody ocean? Mm. They used to have gangplank walkways in between.
I know.
Only wide enough for one person. Mm. Can you imagine in a storm, why the hell would you... You've got to go to barrack number 3. Oh, sod that. I'm going to stay
that's
here,
right.
You bastard.
It's like walking the plank or
it
something.
Is.
That'd be scary.
Now, last time we spoke, John, was when Sleep Eater, in fact, we'll play that in just a sec, Sleep Eater came out. That was the first single from the album. And we were discussing how some people may have thought Beautiful Machine was Sheehard stepping off the gas just a weeny bit. Did that play in your mind to bring this one back?
No, we've been sort of talking about this all day. It's like, it's not...
Oh, sorry, everyone.
No.
It's a valid question.
It's actually a really valid question. And that's like, a lot of people think, because we do tend to go pop record, heavy record, and it's and we were asked if it's a reaction to the last record. It's not. It's actually, we don't even think about the last record while we're making the new record. It's just what's spinning our propeller at the moment.
Yep.
And what's spinning our propeller at the moment is music that's really quite explosive. So
that's interesting term you use, explosive.
Yeah.
We'll come back to that in just a sec. And the video to Sleep Eater was just absolutely outstanding.
Yes, Sam Peacock, he's a Auckland boy, young dude, and extremely talented, and so talented. In fact, I read his pitch for the video for Sleep Eater and didn't understand it, but because I knew how talented he was, I went, just do what you do, bro. And he came back with that video, and it was like, that's why we trusted him. You know?
Right. This then is the first track from the Ignite album. You may have heard it, you may have seen the video, but I'll just remind you, this is Sleep Eater. John and Carl from Sheehard. That was Sleep Eater from the first single from the album. And we talked just before about how, you know, some people might think it, you know, a bit poppy, and it is. It's a great. It's got that heavy malevolence to it that does sort of kind of let you know that this is not the last album. I've got to talk about this. The tour you've just done, the Killjoy and General Electric tour, absolutely outstanding.
Awesome.
My God. But was that a reaction to people talking about, you know, maybe being a bit poppy to come back and say, hang on, let's remind you what we do?
That was actually a byproduct.